Blog Talk Radio.
It's that time again, folks. Broadcasting live with his tin cans and a brand new string from a top old Smokey. It's Ben, the King of Wiener Slingers, with a fancy co-host, with important guests, and the best answers a third grade education can buy. All for you. Sponsored by Mobile Food Vendors Association, BensCarts.com, Whiskey by the Jug, and Donuts. You are so in for a treat today. But if I told you now, I'd have to kill you. So stay tuned. Ben's as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Stand by. He's downing his last glass of liquid courage, and he'll be live in 30 seconds.
Want to save even more money? Build your own professional hot dog cart. Save over $1,000. BuildACart.com. BuildACart.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Man, I have waited for this all week. It is always exciting to come on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. If you are listening and would like to call in tonight, the number to call in is 646. Let's see, that's not the right number. It's 424-258-9364. You'd think I'd have that memorized by now. It's 424-258-9364. And let me see here. We have, I've got some news and stuff I wanted to talk to you. If you haven't heard, there's some good news that, you know, that little boy that I think is 12, 13, he's back to vending. And the dad's still not out of jail. And apparently there was a hearing and it's held over and blah, blah, blah. But that's not the important part. The important part is that the city has bowed in. Something else that is neat. If you have been following the news, I bet you I got sent this 20 times. The Kobayashi, you know, the guy that eats all the hot dogs, won the competition with 110 hot dogs. I didn't read how long that took him, but I think that is amazing. And I don't know how many of you can do that. I can eat 110 hot dogs. It just takes me about 2 weeks. And so I could probably compete with him if there wasn't a time limit. I think that our chat room is open. Yep, it's open. There's about 14, 15 people on there. And if you are trying to find the chat room and are listening in by phone, you'll just need to go to blogtalkradio.com/Ben's Carts. And that is going to open it up right underneath. Well, you have to sign in, and you can either set up a little, you know, instant account. It's free. Or you can just sign in with Facebook. I think you can even sign in with Twitter. So sign in with your Facebook and you'll be chatting. It's right there underneath the window of the show that has the little slideshows going on. And I have, I've had a busy week. I don't know how many of y'all, I know I've told a few of you, but I got hacked. I got hacked. I was actually in my email working, and an email came in and said, you know, from Amazon, thanks for your purchase. And I was like, I didn't purchase anything. And so I try to log into Amazon, and my password doesn't work. And because I use Amazon a lot, I know my password very well. And so I immediately reset the password. And I go back to the email that I had just received saying it was confirmed, and there's no email. So if you use Gmail, you'll notice something at the bottom right you can click on, and it will show you anybody that's in your account right then. Like, let's say you had two computers signed on at one time, which happens sometimes with me. I'll sign in with, you know, an iPhone, and then I'm over at the desk, and so it shows two. But it shows you who they are. You know, it shows IP addresses. Well, there was IP addresses from other countries. So we, you know, I had to report it and had to go through this deal. They ended up getting two of my credit cards and bought some stuff. But the credit cards, you know, they have, you know, protection measures so that they stop them. They stop the transactions. So all in all, it was good. It was just a bad end of last week. You know, it was a rough go because it's you got to change all these different things just to fix that because you don't know what all they got, you know, in your stuff, you know. So that part is was a little scary. We don't I had one guy ask me, he said, can they get to your customers' emails, you know, like your credit card numbers? And well, we don't store credit card numbers. Our system doesn't store it. So even if you said, hey, Ben, just use the same card I used last time and charge that umbrella to my account, I can't do it. I have to have you give that to me over the phone or whatever, or go back online yourself and do it. So not the end of the world, but definitely created about 12 total hours for me of just extra work. Now, if you have not been to the blog recently over at learnhotdogs.com, I've just posted up one today. It's from the Hot Dog Answer Man. It's number 5 because we started numbering those, you know, a couple weeks ago. And this article, as far as this interview, is neat. And it's a vendor in the 24th poorest community in the whole entire United States. I'm talking just a very bad off economically town. And he decided to get a cart. And so he went out and found a cart that was used, and he had to do a lot of work to get it going. He did a fantastic job and permanently mounted it to a trailer because the cart needed so much work, it wasn't even worth putting an axle under it. So he has been vending now for 5 weeks, and it's only about a 19-20 minute interview, but it's a lot of encouraging things in it. And so if you get a chance, go check it out. Also, the one right below it is number 4. I interviewed a gentleman. He's actually a customer of mine. He bought a Big Dog cart a little over a year ago in Maine, near Bangor, Maine. And I think it's Winter Harbor. Winter Harbor is where he actually is. And this gentleman is a successful and an accomplished businessman. He didn't get into the hot dog business because he was needing to, you know, like in my case where I was broke. He got into it for fun and to help his community and help family and you know, his older children and just create another income source. And it has worked tremendously. And he tells his story there with us. And it may be something that you want to listen to. You'll probably pick up a lot of pointers. He's a neat man. And because, you know, he's an accomplished chef, he's a renowned chef. And he's got a bed and breakfast. He's got a restaurant. He's got a smokehouse. He's got a lot of stuff, but just a neat story. And he's very down to earth and gives back a lot. He goes to Indonesia and helps the communities there, which I thought is just fantastic. And then if you noticed last week, and I know some of you did, some of you sent me, you know, thank yous and stuff and commented on it, but we started putting, I should say it was out of necessity. Last week I recorded the radio show, and I'm glad I did because it didn't, you know, it quit. Their servers went down. Is the volume good? Can someone tell me in the chat room if the volumes are good and all? Oh, and I see. You know, I thought Rob and Jason had deserted me tonight, but I see that it looks like I've got Jason on the line. Jason, can you hear me?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. I was not on the control panel page because I was, you know, I had my little pad pulled up, so I didn't see you. Is everybody okay? So Fast Eddie told me he can hear things fine. But anyway, so last week the show went down. I had, out of the blue, recorded it. I have never recorded backup, recorded the show. I had recorded it here in my miniature studio, which is called my desk. And I was able to load the show up onto the blog. So if you go onto the blog, you'll see it. It's episode 30. And it has the entire show. So even if you miss stuff, I was still rambling on because I didn't realize that people couldn't hear me. I had to cut some, you know, some of the testing phase of that, because I, you know, I kept going, okay, why is nobody talking? So we got it working, and from now on, I'm going to start doing that, period. So all the shows will be over at the blog, and I'm even going to do show notes. So whatever we discuss, I'll kind of give an outline. And that way you can go through them later and go, you know, I remember they talked about that Wamboozle frog hopper machine that was real good for attracting customers, and I just don't remember where it was. Well, you'll be able to search Wamboozle frog hopper machine and go right to it. And at least that's how it works in my mind. And so that should help us all out finding stuff. I often go to the blog just to find stuff because somebody says, Ben, how do you do them Coke onions or whatever? I know that I've mentioned this before, but I got the videos up on the blog, the bonus videos. You just go to learnhotdogs.com/bonus videos, and you'll pull up a bunch of other videos that haven't before been on the blog. Some of those may be of interest to you. There's three complete videos just about steam pans, and I did something else this past week in amongst my, my web attack that I had. I was able to do about a 30-minute, I know that sounds like a long thing, and I promise you there's not 1 second of it rambling on. I don't talk about the weather, but if you are out there and you're looking for a used cart, and I know y'all know that I'm not opposed to used carts, buying used carts, you will hear an entire segment or an entire thing on used carts. You will know everything to look for, watch for, worry about, test for, make sure you do before you buy a used cart. And none of it's negative as far as it's not a thing to try to get you discouraged from buying used carts. It's to make sure you buy a cart and you know what you're getting. It's things that you wouldn't know to look for unless you've been running one. And so I spill the beans on all that stuff so that it gives you one spot. That video happens to be over at the used section on the used carts page at the blog. So if you go to learnhotdogs.com/used or just look at the top of the page on the blog, it's listed up there. And when you open that page of used carts, by the way, we have new carts listed in the last 2 days that people have posted up. The video is right at the beginning. So if you're looking for a used cart, it'd probably be the wisest 30 minutes you spent. It will save you a lot of time and money. Now, I guarantee you Boo Hargis right now is wanting to strangle me for not having that prior to him looking for a used cart. But most of it's in my book, you know, Hot Dog Saved My Life. And so it would be there. I put it all in a nutshell for someone. How are you doing this week, Jason?
I can't complain. It's just finishing up some chopping some onions and peppers and making some bacon jam for tomorrow. I put a Memphis barbecue pulled pork on today and tested some new sausages that we're having made. I did a basically like a buffalo chicken, like a wing sausage, and then we did a sweet with spinach, provolone, and sun-dried tomatoes. And that got, no, actually all three got good reviews, so they're all going to be going on the menu soon, kind of going into their rotation, you know. And then we got a brisket coming up, a smoked barbecue brisket, so I can't complain. You know, kids had opening weekend of football. You know, it's been good. How about you?
Well, my week, you know, was
besides the hacking.
Yeah, besides that, it was a good week. But I do want you to send me, I know you sent me a long time ago that recipe for the bacon jam. I never tried it. I don't know if I could even find it now. I make it certain. But bacon comes up a lot in even some emails because people ask about bacon on hot dogs. So if I do a search in my emails for bacon, I think my Google sent me or Gmail sent me a warning thing that said my inbox is almost full as far as my storage space is almost full. And I either have to bump up to their commercial account or I can, and I use Gmail a lot, you know. Even the Bennett Ben's carts routes to the Gmail because it's accessible easily from my iPhone or from the computer. and I'm used to it. I can tag the message, you know, or whatever I need to do. But anyway, it'd be a nightmare trying to find that, but I'd love it if you'd send it. I'm going to try that. I'll try that this week. End or week.
Try that, man. It's good stuff.
You put that on? What do you put the bacon jam on?
Yeah. Oh, I put it on everything, man. I put it on salad, baked potatoes, pizza, hot dogs. It's almost like onion crunch goes on pretty much everything, man. I got people just going nuts for it.
Are you sure that's peanut butter?
What'd you say?
That's not peanut butter, because I put peanut butter on everything.
Oh, no, it's definitely bacon. I don't post the recipe on the chat, but the only other thing I add is a quarter cup of bourbon.
I like bourbon, and I always have that in the house. I'm going to try that. Have you tried or heard? I know that somebody sent me a picture a while back, and I put it on Pinterest. Putting peanut butter on a hot dog?
No, I saw that one post that one time, but, man, I don't know, man.
Well, I'm going to try it. I'm in the process of doing some new videos of, you know, a card operations videos, and I'm almost done, and I've got another section that I'm doing some dogs, and I think I'm going to try that, you know, off the camera. I'll just try it. I'll put some peanut butter on there. It can't be that bad. I love peanut butter. I can't get my head wrapped around peanut butter with meat. So
I don't know about that. I'll have to try that.
If y'all didn't notice over, you know, I keep working on the blog, and I've got someone working on it as well that's trying to get stuff more organized and put stuff together. And so there's a training page now, and there's courses page, and all the free videos are all in one spot. And as far as all the free training, like if you want to just go in there and learn the basics, if you're listening to this and you go, you know what, I'd love to just go through the basics. It's just, you know, 7 to 10 minute videos, about 8 of them. And that would give you a good start. It'd give you more of a start than I ever dreamed of having in information and knowledge before going at this. And on the blog, this interview I just did today that's posted up, you'll hear James talk about all the research he did prior and how it saved him. It made it possible for him to get into this business on a complete shoestring budget and get started and hire people. He's already got, you know, already has 2 people working the cart, and he's 5 weeks into this in the 24th poorest community in the country, which just is amazing. I get calls. People go, my town's probably too small. What do you think, Ben? Or they'll go, you know, it's just really bad. There's so many people out of work. I don't think people are eating here. And being facetious, they don't say that, but they'll tell me that, you know, it's just that bad, you know, that there's so many people out of work, and there is. And I sympathize for that, that reason. But they'll be asking me, do you think it'll make it? And I'll go, well, have they given up eating? Because most of them haven't. And you will find that no matter where you put a cart, you know, as far as what community you put it in, you're going to, especially these communities that have never seen one, it's just so neat to hear these stories like James and the lady we interviewed up north where they'd never seen one, and they were like, oh my gosh, the mayor came out and did a ribbon cutting at a hot dog cart. And we've got pictures of that over there at the blog of, you know, her name's Pam. Just look for the article about Pam. And something else that we've done, you know, I also write like it on the blog. So I'll do some kind of lesson on something or information on something or some rant I went on or something like that. But then, so what happens is the podcasts get buried and you go, where was that podcast? Well, now you can go to the top and click HDVR and it pulls up everything that was a video or audio show. So you'll be able to pull up as far as it was an actual show, not anything that I would just have thrown a video into. It's just the podcast or the radio shows are listed there. And that may help you. Even the video podcasts are there. Okay, I think that we are going to take a quick break, and then I've got a couple other announcements, and then we'll come back, and we'll get to hopping. We've got to hurry. Let's see. How about this one?
Got a question about hot steamy buns? Call Ben at 424-258-9364 for the latest tips and tricks in the world of wieners. That's 424-258-9364. Press 1 to talk live, one-on-one to Ben, Tuesday nights, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. HDVR, hot steamy buns.
Do you like freebies and discounts? Then check out mymfva.org. You can get instant access to secrets that will supercharge your business. Gain instant eligibility to all MFVA-sponsored giveaways and much, much more. For more details, visit mymfva.org.
Contact the Mobile Food Vendors Association. Contact the Mobile Food Vendors Association.
You're listening to Hot Dog Vendor Radio with Ben and Rob.
Welcome back, folks, to Hot Dog Vendor Radio. If you want to call in, you can call 424-258-9364. How did you like that pregnant pause? I have a daughter that's pregnant, and she actually used that statement, a pregnant pause, and so I thought I'd use it. It's on the tip of my tongue tonight. I have my first grandchild due in September, and next month, and I'm excited. Now, I probably, we're all friends here, and I probably
Linkmaster's finding me in. He's late, so we got to dock his pay, Ben.
Who's that?
Linkmaster just showed up. He's late, but we're going to have to dock his pay.
Oh man, golly! Well, that's what we'll do. We'll put it with all the other checks we haven't sent him. I need to share this with you, though, because we're friends, and it's kind of embarrassing, but my oldest daughter, she's adopted, and she's 24, and she is married to a Chinese feller from China, believe it or not, and he's a PhD. He's very smart. Well, you know, they have their customs and everything like that. Well, my daughter also is, on the verge of eccentric. She has that eccentric personality. And so her first choice of names for their son, their firstborn, is Casper. I kid you not, Casper. I about fell out of my chair when she told me. And she's the kind that she's tenderhearted, so I couldn't say anything. I couldn't make a joke, and I'm real sarcastic, and I couldn't even do that because she'll tear up, and she's already pregnant, so she's already on the verge of crying all the time. Well, then she calls us, and she goes, "We're not going with Casper," and we were like, "Oh, relief, sweet, sweet relief." Well, what are you going to name it? Well, we're going to go with Chinese. And I said, "Well, that's good. Chinese, it's not really Chinese. It's called Mandarin." And I said, "Well, what are you going to go with?" "Ping." And I said, "Ping, like ping pong?" And she goes, "Yes, yeah, just like ping pong." And I said, "Well, what's going to be?" And she goes, "Zhang." And I said, "Zhang? Yeah, because they always take the father's, brother's, sister's, half-removed cousin, stepsister, something name, and always put it in the middle. It's like a custom." So I don't know how that works, but bottom line is there's a certain middle name that you have to use according to Chinese custom. And if you don't, the earth starts turning the wrong way. And so bottom line is that stuck. So Ping is the latest. But tonight she called me and she said, "Dad, I don't think we're going with Ping." And I said, I thought that was a definite. And she said, "Well, it's my Zhang is her husband's name. She goes, Jean says that ping is just too, it sounds too close to P. And I said, well, yeah. And, but what are you going to go with then? And she goes, I really want to go to Casper. And I'm going, oh, God. So I don't have a clue where we're going with this, but I guess she has plenty of time to decide. She's not due till the 3rd something of September. So I'll be heading to Illinois. She's in DeKalb, Illinois, and so I'll be heading there. They just moved there last month. He got a promotion from Central Florida to that university. It's, I guess, University of Illinois, but it's DeKalb. University of Illinois, DeKalb. And so I'll be up there at some point. Now, there was something else. Hey, the chat room is busy. And here, Brian, the link master, shows up late.
Yeah, there's about, I guess there's 21 users in there right now.
Good, good. We have a question. I actually had a scheduled topic. I'm going to go ahead and pick up this caller. Caller, call him with the area code 916. I'll be picking you up in just a second, and we'll see if we have a question. This is Ben. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Ben. This is Ronnie with State Bear.
Ronnie, I was hoping you'd call in tonight. I didn't even recognize the number, and so it didn't occur to me. But I know last week you had talked about calling in. Go ahead and give us the updates.
Well, I just wanted to thank everybody out there for helping me out. I met and exceeded my goal. My fundraiser just ended on Sunday night, and I raised over $4,000, so almost $600 past what I was asking for. And, I just couldn't do it without everyone's help, and I'm just calling to say thank you to everybody.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm sure that I'd echo that from all those that gave and shared the links. I know some people shared the links, too, on their Facebooks and Twitters. And so for those that are just catching up to this, Ronnie has State Bear Sausage and Dogs in California. He decided to do a fundraiser through a crowdsourcing website called Indiegogo. You can go read about it, see his video, see the whole production, and see how much he raised by going over to learnhotdogs.com/bear, just B-E-A-R, and read his story. But I am so happy for you, Ronnie. It excites me that, one, you succeeded, you made a good video, you have your cart, you won one of the best spots you could in the lottery there for locations. And so have you officially started?
I haven't officially started. I actually officially just got my last piece of paperwork signed so that I need to turn into the county today. And that was, I needed to have a restroom within 200 feet of my cart, and they needed to allow me to use their facilities if need be. And so I had to talk to a building manager and track one down and, ask very nicely. And so I got my final piece of paperwork signed, and I'm just going to turn that in, and then get my card inspected, and I'll be on my way.
Well, my gosh, I'm happy for you, and I thank you for coming on and telling us and keeping us updated. Please call back in when you're up and running, get a couple weeks under your belt, and let us know what that feels like to finally have made it.
Yeah, and I can't wait. And I know there are some vendors out there that are possibly doing Indiegogo right now or wanting to do it. And my word of advice to them is persistence, persistence, persistence. Even your friends that tell you they're going to donate and they haven't yet, don't feel like you're bugging them, because that's what you're doing. And you're there to ask them for money, because if you're not, you wouldn't have started it. And, asking very nicely, and just, it's more of reminding people that they that you're still asking for money and contributions, and you have perks. And if you're not persistent, go ahead.
You can always come back later and pay that forward. And that's what it's about anyway, is paying it forward.
Yeah.
I've sponsored some stuff on Indiegogo and the other one, Kickstarter.
Kickstarter.
Yeah. And I've done one recently on GoFundMe. And So there's things like that out there. If you want to learn more about that, all you need to go is to go to learnhotdogs.com/bear, and you'll be provided the links and the information. I know we have some vendors doing that right now, Ronnie, and I can't wait to see how they do with it.
Yep, same here.
Well, I'll
definitely give you a call once I'm up and running, and I can't wait. It should be September 17th is my startup date I have on the calendar, and it should after that, I have a week or two under my belt, I'll give you a call back and let you know how I'm doing.
Sounds wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful evening, and feel free to stay on and listen.
I will. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ronnie. We have another caller, Jason. A caller with the area code 309. Area code 309. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Did you have a question for us tonight?
Hey, Ben, this is Pam in Illinois.
Pam, I was just talking about you.
I missed that part.
Yeah, we were. I did. I brought you up and talked about you as far as starting in a small town and having a ribbon cutting and all that.
Well, the reason I'm calling, well, I'm upset.
Okay. Well, is it with me or you want to?
No, not at all with you. I've had a couple of incidents happen. That I wanted to at least let your listeners know about, because things are going so well, but I'm either bum-fuzzled or I'm overreacting, or
I
don't know what I am.
Well, let's talk about it and see if
okay.
We get some ideas and suggestions. You know, you've got Jason on the line tonight, and we've got a lot of people over in the chat room that are listening. Plus, there's
okay.
over 100 people right now listening live. And so,
okay.
Even another.
Well, you know, in our conversation, I was telling you about I had been contacted by the university wanting us to participate in their first annual Leatherneck Fan Day.
Absolutely. I remember.
So I agreed to do that and thought it would be fun, and I had texted her the morning of the event to ask her what other vendors were going to be there. And her comment was that she knew that Domino's Pizza had been invited, Buffalo Wild Wings had been invited, Jimmy John's Sub Sandwich company had been invited, but she wasn't sure who was actually going to attend. So I said, cool, that sounded like fun. We were going to have a fun day. So we go out to the football field. We set up, and nice spot next to the track, and they had invited the entire football team, the entire soccer team, the entire volleyball team to come out and meet with the fans and sign autographs.
Okay.
Well, you know, when you sell hot dogs day in and day out, that's kind of like the last thing you want to eat. So I was looking forward to having a piece of pizza when the pizza vendors arrived. So about 45 minutes into it, none of the other vendors had arrived yet. And so I saw that people were bringing in pizza boxes, I mean by the hundreds, and putting them on this long table on the track. And then in comes a couple of trays of the Jimmy John's Sub sandwiches. And then in came tubs of Buffalo Wild Wings, and those were put on the table. So I walked over to the table because I'm there, you know, ready to sell hot dogs.
Right.
I walk over to the table and asked how much the pizza was, because I was going to buy pizza to eat. And the guy kind of looked at me funny, and he walked over to the gal that had contacted me originally, and she couldn't look me in the eye. And she just shook her head no. So he must have asked her if, you know, the pizza was for sale. He came back over to me and said, today is a great day to be a leatherneck. All of this food is for free. And I said, really? So I was kind of blown away by that. You know, like, why would I come out here to sell a hot dog if you're going to give food away for free?
Right.
Now, I do not know if the vendors donated it or if the athletic department purchased it. So
right.
We're about half an hour before the actual event's supposed to start. Well, here comes the football team. Here comes the volleyball team. Here comes the soccer team. And they start wiping out this food. And I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe that food's going to, you know, meant for them, and they're going to wipe it out, and then when the general public shows, I'll be able to sell hot dogs.
Right.
So that was not the case. I ended up selling one bag of 50-cent chips the entire time. I was just livid. I could not believe that she had done this to me. So I got over that, knowing that I'm not going to participate in anything she offers me again.
Right.
So then today, you know, a week ago, I started the Spoon River College lunches because I was contacted by them. So on the 20th and the 21st, last Monday and Tuesday, I showed up and fulfilled my obligation, you know. And we sold maybe, I think the first day we sold $94 worth. Second day we sold $81 worth, which is not great, but, you know, we're providing a service. It's the first day of school. Everybody's kind of getting acclimated. I had given her 250 coupons offering free chips to pass out to the students to let them know the cart was there. Not to mention I'd worked with her a month before this. Getting her my thumb drive of my menu so they could put it on their TV screens inside the school. I had posters printed that she could hang up on their bulletin boards.
Right.
So we did what was necessary. So showed up yesterday, sold $84 worth. Showed up today. I'm sitting there. We're supposed to start serving about 11 o'clock, quarter till. And about 20 after 11, I see this lady walking down the sidewalk past our cart eating a piece of pizza. And I'm like,
"That's
where'd you get that?" I'm like, where'd you get that pizza? Because they have candy bar vending machines inside. They
right.
wanted us there.
Right.
So... she said that it was inside, that they were giving it out to the learners, some sort of learners class, I don't know. So then I have a lady that comes out and wants to take a picture of our cart. Well, she happens to be from the Canton, which is a town 45 minutes from here, a Canton Spoon River College. And she said she thought it was, they have a cafeteria there at that school, but she just thought it was great that we had the hot dog cart there and that we were going to be, you know, serving lunches to the students and the faculty, and took a picture of the cart and Willie, and said she'd be back for a hot dog. But today was, she was there because today was Meet the President Day. So the president of Spoon River College was there to meet the students and faculty. So I'm sitting there waiting, you know, for the students to get out of class and to come buy hot dogs, and I pulled Domino's Pizza again. And they are literally carrying in bag after bag after bag of pizza into the school. So I go into the school looking for two people to find out just what's going on. Well, they had paid for pizza for the president to, you know, students can come and meet the president and students can have free pizza.
Oh, my God.
No one bothered to give me the option of showing up today. No one bothered to contact me.
Did you did you find someone to talk to and voice that opinion or voice issue?
No, I have not yet. I went into the school. I went to two offices and I couldn't find either person that I've been working with. So, obviously, my hot dogs don't qualify for presidential Spoon River College people to eat. They're just not good enough. You have to eat Domino's Pizza, which in my opinion is the worst pizza that you can buy. However, I went back outside and I looked at my tickets, and we had sold $5.50 worth. Three items, okay? And just a minute, my beeper's going off here. So, I asked Willie, because we're already into it with his wages at $22.50, okay? Because we started at 9 o'clock that morning.
Right.
And so, I'm already into it with his wages and product. He had dropped 20 to start with.
Not to mention all your...
Huh?
Not to mention all your time.
Right. Well, I'm not... I mean, my time's free, I guess. I don't know. But anyway... I couldn't believe that they were doing it to me again. And so I said, Willie, we're out of here. I can make $84 uptown in the park. I'm not going to be treated like this. I do not know if I'm overreacting or if I just don't know how to handle this situation.
You've got a viable complaint, and what I would do, so that, you know, I've learned, you know, try not to burn bridges. Sometimes my ego gets the better of me and I burn them anyway.
Yeah, you and me both.
The river.
Dude, I would have burned that one to the ground. I would have probably got taken away by campus security and state police. First thing I'll say is, you know, promoters like that and people like that, like Ben says, if their lips are moving, they're lying. You know, if they tell you they're the only vendor, they're lying. You know, and as you got to see the hard way, that's just what they do. They cover their butt 6 ways to Sunday, and they don't give a damn about you, wasted product, wasted hours on employees, anything. As long as they're covered, they're happy.
Here's my suggestion, though. One, I would probably not go see them in person. I'd probably write them a well thought out letter explaining, you know, that mm-hmm. you have a business and that cost you real money mm-hmm. to set up mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. And take down, all because somebody didn't have, you know, have the
common courtesy.
Or the sense. It may be just complete, you know, they're ignorant, because there are ignorant people that would have never occurred to them to let you know. And so
I can tell you what happened, Ben. She was the backup plan in case they didn't get approval for Domino's.
Well, you're probably right. You're probably 100% right. But my other question would be, in the future, when you're doing these things, and I know mm-hmm. teachers that are working colleges that make a lot of money, okay? So it still may be – that's why I don't want you to burn the bridge. But you may find out that showing up one day a week is as good as showing up 3 days a week there. And then you're something special instead of the common staple. But then when the school calls you next time, say, listen, kind of like what Rob – you know, I haven't heard from Rob, by the way. But anyway, what Rob mentioned recently on the show was that charge them. Say, listen, I will come out. I have a flat rate of $250, okay? That's the minimum. Now, if I sell more than $250, you won't pay me. The customers will have paid me, but I have a minimum of $250. And that way, if you want me as a backup plan or you want me there amongst 900 other vendors, it doesn't matter to me. And
uh-huh.
have a short little contract. It'd be simple to write up and go, you know, I'm doing this as a service, a catering service.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
Okay.
How would you avoid future incidents, Jason, other than avoiding the whole thing?
I won't work with them. I mean, I hate promoters like that. I'd rather go work the street and make money. I can stay home and not make money. I don't need to go out and lose money is my motto.
Right.
And I won't work with somebody like that.
Well,
I tend to agree with Jason. I mean, you know, you'll do it to me once, you won't do it to me twice.
Right. Yeah, there's a famous saying that goes something like that.
Yeah, I know.
Family show, though. We're a family-friendly, hot-friendly show.
Well, let me run one
would,
more thing. Can I run one more
I would
thing,
recommend Pat? You, Pam, I'd recommend you, you know, do your own events. If you don't have a big event, get near campus for that football game or something and get another truck or a food cart with you and work on promoting yourself that way. Do a community-supported agriculture location of CSA farm. Have a field-to-table dinner or lunch, but make your own events. Van will tell you, I hate promoters. I won't do these events. Yeah, I refuse. They call me all the time. Nope, sorry. Oh, we'll put you here. No, you won't. Don't lie to me. I tell them, don't pee on my head and tell me it's raining, but I have a few other words in there. Sorry, I won't do it.
Here's another quick situation, because I won't take up time for other people, but with the university, I was going to do the balloon rally, balloon glow, in 2 weekends, since on September 8th. Well, I filled out all the paperwork through our Convention and Visitors Bureau and sent in my $100 non-refundable payment, and so then I get the contract from them, and under the insurance category, they are requiring, because it's on university property, they're requiring comprehensive auto liability insurance. It's actually $1 million comprehensive auto liability insurance. Well, I have a Dodge Durango that I pulled my cart around town in, and it's my personal vehicle, and I don't have $1 million comprehensive auto liability insurance. Now,
You probably do. I think this is a word problem, semantics problem, because what they are meaning is they basically want to be a loss payee listed on a general liability policy for at least $1 million, which is a basic policy.
Okay.
And you can get this easily. If you're a member of the Mobile Food Vendor Association, you can get it for $299. If you aren't, I've been paying through State Farm for years now, $650 a year.
$650?
$50 a month, roughly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was paying, too, until I switched.
And now with the Mobile Food Vendor Association, you can join there if you're not already a member, and it's $299, right, Jason?
Yep.
And that
gets you 1 in 2 million general liability and a $10,000 in the marine policy that covers product, iPhone, computer, generator, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they could care less about your Durango or what insurance is on it. It's just a word issue. It's a communication issue, but what they're wanting is liability, period.
Okay. Well, I'll ask my insurance guy about it then.
He's been trying to talk you into doing is putting the Durango on a commercial policy, which screws you up for any, multi-vehicle discounts you have or things with homeowners and things like that.
Federal.
For me. I don't want to take one of my vehicles off and make it commercial because it screws me up for, my multi-car discount and all that kind of stuff.
But it also implies or makes you liable for federal and state income tax if it's a commercial.
Yep.
So I would talk to the insurance agent, but if you have any questions about that insurance stuff, I know that Jason is – adept in that, and if you contact Jason at Jason B as in Brown, Jason B at mymfva.org.
Okay.
And if you're one of the first 500, you get a set of Gintu knives.
Yeah.
What's that?
And if you're one of the first 50, we'll double the order and no additional charge.
Well, separate processing and handling fees.
That's right. Separate processing and handling. Sorry, I forgot about that. But thank you for playing. We have no parting gifts for you.
Sam, thank you for calling in, and I hope that we helped. It sounds like that you wanted to be reassured that you weren't being overreacting, and I don't think you overreacted.
I pulled the card out of there. We wrapped it up and left. Because I just found that to be totally rude.
Yep.
Well, I agree. I agree it was rude. Please call us and let us know. Give us an update. I know that you're not short on locations, really.
No, but I can. I mean, I have other places I can go. I don't need to be treated like that.
I agree. But even getting near the college may provide you the opportunity to capitalize on the weak budgets of college students, especially on the weekends.
I will tell you, we did one bar night last Friday night, and I can make as much money doing a bar night as I can doing a festival. And a bar night entails about, let's see, they worked from, took us, we worked from 11 to 3 a.m. that night, and so that would be 4 hours. Whereas a festival, you'll put in anywhere from 12 to 14 hours. So I'm thinking I'm just going to stick with my bar nights and see how that goes.
See, that's what I told people for a long time. Why do you want to go work these festivals? There's so much prep, so much aggravation, so much of the promoter line. I'd rather go work a private event, and I can make more than what these guys put in their pocket going to these festivals and sweating all day and aggravation, and I can go work a couple hours and put more in my pocket and have a whole lot less stress.
You're right, and you don't have to change your condiments out every 4 hours and meet, health department regulations, and it's just a lot easier. You're right.
Yep.
So the snow's going to start flying here. According to the almanac, the first measurable snowfall is October 10th, and I'm slated to work through October at least. If we have a mild winter like we did last year, maybe I can continue into November. But I do have people wanting to know where I'm going to be in the winter. And I thought, I was thinking I was going to be on the couch because, I was going to play like Dairy Queen and reopen in April. But I haven't checked into the propane emissions inside, the factory deals and all of that yet. But I don't know that I need a rest.
You may need to keep Willie working. And I know of a vendor, I know of a couple vendors that have those portable sheds. And
I know.
Permit to come out with some radiant heaters in it and go to town. And people love it. I mean, picnic tables out and put two portable sheds together. And now you've got, kind of a restaurant feel. So, there's all kinds of stuff you can do, and you can create your own little promotions in the park, that you're already doing, and go, okay, we're going to be mostly closed for the winter. We are going to do some special occasions and such, but we may be every Saturday we're in the park from 12 to 2, and blah, 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 and at least keeps Willie working and so that he doesn't run off to, California on you.
Right. Yeah, I need Willie. There's no doubt about that. All right. Well, thanks for your support, guys. I appreciate it.
You bet. You have
no
a good
problem.
I'm glad Pam called in. This is what I envisioned for the show, as far as the not tonight's show, but the radio show in general, is to be able to help vendors that need it to share information. You've got a lot of people listening out there, and some of them will email or, text me, or they'll post something up. But I need to quickly tell y'all about a couple things. One, I know that I've beat this on every show, but if you go over to learnhotdogs.com/feedback, you can ask a question there, and it may get answered on the show, or if it's one that I haven't covered good enough or in a way that is sufficient, I will do a separate podcast about it. So please go over there. If you like the show and what we're doing, give some feedback. Tell us what you think of the show. Tell us if you like it, and give us some ideas there if you have some ideas for the show. Next, last week we were supposed to give away chip clips, and the show, ended, and I didn't.
Because Brian hit the wrong button again.
Yeah, Brian, it's Brian's fault, and we didn't give them away. So I need to know really who won that. Was supposed to.
I believe it was Corey.
Corey.
Lawrence.
Lawrence, okay. Let me know for sure, and then Corey can email me, ben@learnhotdogs.com, and I'll email me, and I'll mail you the chip clips. Tonight, I had announced on Ben's Carts Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/Ben's Carts, you can you'll see it. There's a picture of the dog sled. We're going to give away a dog sled tonight. Also, from now till the cart giveaway, now till December, we are going to each night pick someone for an extra entry if they already have an entry, or an entry period for the hot dog cart giveaway that we're doing in December before Christmas. So nothing like getting a free hot dog cart, and it doesn't take much to get one. And we'll definitely not have many people in the running this time. So I've created some other ways that we can, you know, make an opportunity open to more people. So the first one, and hopefully everybody's, you know, listening real good. The first person who goes to Facebook.com, and hopefully Brian can post this up for us, Facebook.com/Ben's Carts, and post up either a picture of one of the hot dogs that you make on your cart. I don't care if it's an older picture or one you took a week ago, or a picture of you and your cart, like set up, any kind of picture, post it up. The first person to post it up wins dog sled, a dog sled, stainless steel, you know, nice dog sled, and free shipping. And somebody, have to check that Facebook page to tell me who does that. The next one is for an extra entry into the to the giveaway, to the cart giveaway. And what you is the fifth person. I know it's shameless self promotion. The fifth person to follow me on Twitter tonight. So I get an update instantly when somebody follows me on Twitter. The fifth person that does, my tag at Twitter is Ben's Carts. Who'd have thunk it? And it's together, Ben's Carts. And the fifth person will get a entry for the cart giveaway. Last year we gave away a cart. We did a video of that. The year before we gave away a cart. And we already have the contest up for next year on the blog. And so, and we're giving away a big dog next year, grill and all. But they loaded up cash cow. And if somebody would be
watching. Brian wants to know if you can leave your Twitter account and then rejoin.
Let's see, and
Tim wanted to know, what if he's not slinging it? I said, well, just get a picture and get it in.
Yeah, just post up a picture. You know, obviously, I've tried to make it fit both people. I've tried to put the dog sled for the people that are already vending and the people that, and I know some vendors that have sent me pictures of dogs they're trying before they even have their cart done. You know, they've not bought their cart yet, or they're building their cart, and they've sent me pictures. I've posted them up on Pinterest. Let's see. There was something else. This is a major news announcement. Next week, and I think we're going to try this for a while, we're going to try going to an hour-long program. And there's a reason behind this madness. Is, one, it will make the show easier to listen to, more people will listen, because it doesn't feel overwhelming that it's a two-hour show. But
we'll get some sleep.
Yeah, I am going to be adding another event each week, and we haven't worked out the details, but it will probably be through GoToWebinar. It'll be free, and it'll be a question and answers event live that gets recorded, and that way we can post it up for people that are looking for information. And so we'll create what is the largest in the world knowledge base for street vendors, food vendors, hot dog vendors, sausage vendors, and the likes. And somebody needs to go over to North Carolina and get a cattle prod and shock Rob. I miss Rob.
I think he's working the bar tonight.
Is he?
I think.
Good pulling. the first show he was on, I called him live while he was working that bar. And so that's really all the news. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with some other great stuff. And I thank you for listening. You're listening to Hot Dog Vendor Radio. The number to call in is 424-258-9364. That's 424-258-9364. Obviously, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. I think it's, yeah, blogtalkradio.com/Ben's Carts, and you can chat with all the other vendors that are chatting over there now. And let's see here.
Want to be hot snot on a silver platter instead of that cold booger on a paper plate? Then go to benscarts.com and check out the free training videos. Link to the blog and connect to the radio show. And it's all free only at benscarts.com.
This here's a jam for all the fellas.
Okay, I'm going to take a little longer break. I was trying to get a sip of my Diet Pepsi and didn't quite get it because I was still taking a note down. Somebody had asked me on a text.
Hot Dog Saved My Life, the book. Everything you ever wanted to know about hot dog vending and probably some things you don't. Available at benscarts.com/book. Why spend $100 or more when you can get it all for less than $30?
Less than $30.
Benscarts.com/book. Get it, read it, and discover how you can cash in and change your life for good. Benscarts.com/book. This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the host or the station is engaging in rendering legal, accounting, tax, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are fact-dependent, you should additionally seek the services of a competent professional. Feeling lazy? Out of shape? Get off the f***ing couch. Go to benscarts.com and get the scoop on free training, top-notch accessories, link over to the radio show, and the blog. Plus, you can get Ben's tell-all book on how you can change your life forever.
Hot Dog Saved My Life.
It's all available at benscarts.com. Be there.
Yep, he's too sexy for his cart. It's Ben on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Well, drain me dry and call me Dusty. It's Ben, Jason, and Rob on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Well, I'm walking to the room. I'll tell you what, that stuff makes me want to dance. I don't know if y'all know this about me, but... I am, or once was, a professional clogger. Traveled the country and clogged professionally. And so even though I'm fat, I can still move. And so there you have it.
You're like those guys on America's Got Talent? There's like 10 guys that do that all together?
Yeah, yeah. We used to do individual competitions, and then we'd travel around as a group and do, you know, group displays, like, you know, go to Stone Mountain, and we've been all over. Mostly the eastern states and the Midwest doing.
Somebody's got to Photoshop. Brian, you got to Photoshop the Michael Flatley picture with Ben's face. Standing at the cart.
Okay, Michael Flatley is much better. That's a whole different Irish foot stomp and dancing is way quicker than clogging. Clogging, you get the benefit. It's even slower though, than tap dancing. Tap dancing, you only have one piece of metal on your toes. And
Did you see the post? Can you see the chat?
No. I can't see it.
All right. Brian says I used to be a professional clogger too. It was just toilets. Oh, that boy needs Jesus. Oh.
Well, I have, you know, I talked to you earlier today, and we had discussed events, and the events and stuff that we, you know, that you can go do, and we just discussed some of the problems with doing those with Pam just a second ago. But I mean, you have great success at an event. It's classified as an event. You know, these wine tastings. But recently, and I don't know why this is, I've received a lot of emails, and I'm talking more than six or seven. I'm talking a bunch of emails with the same kind of question. They'll go something like this: "Hey Ben, I thank you for your videos and stuff, and I was wondering how many. I'm doing an event. There's supposed to be 3,000 people there, and I need to know how many hot dogs to bring." And it's a good question. Because it's a common question. There's three questions I would classify as the most, you know, common. How much food will I need? How many people do I need to help me? And how do you price your food? Well, I know that we've talked about events before, but I wanted to do the show around events and kind of get some feedback from y'all. Because everybody, you know, everybody that's been vending has probably done one or two of these. Some people do it exclusively. That's all they do is events. I've got a friend, a good friend, out in Texas. All he does is events. That's it. He travels and he does events, but he only does the big ones. And he goes and he makes lots of money, and then he takes the next 30 to 45 days off because you need to. It'll wear you out. And so I wanted to go through some of the ins and outs of why, number one, we can't answer that specifically. There's rule of thumbs available, which we'll give you, but there's not a guaranteed formula for events. And so I'm going to have to kind of break it down that way to you. Now, I know that we have a caller on the line, and if you don't mind hanging on, I will get to you shortly, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about this of the event stuff and let you you know, tell me if you agree or you do it a different way. But bottom line is, it comes down to when you ask a question like, how much food will I need? It's relative. And when I say relative, it's relative to how many people are going to be at the event, how long is the event, what time of day the event is, how much food is in the proximity of the event. Like, is the event in an area where they can walk across the street to Denny's or KFC? And another one of the key things that help you decide is inside the event, are they, what was it? I gave the, weather. Weather can affect it. Time of year can affect it. All of us think hot chocolate, apple cider around Christmas. It's just something that comes with, you know, late fall, early winter, as we think those things. You offer somebody hot chocolate typically in July, and they'll look at you like you're nuts. They may have drank four cups of coffee that morning, but hot chocolate in the summertime? And so it does have to do with what type of event it is and what food you're going to be offering. A vendor called me recently, and he did an event, and he took his hot dog cart, and all he offered was corn on the cob. That was it. He boiled corn on the cob right from his cart. And it worked. So, but let's break this down so we know, and see, I can't give you every specific answer, but here's a good rule of thumb. A lot of vendors will tell you 5%. I take, if they expect 10,000, I take 5% and figure that's how many I'm going to get. Well, it can be kind of misleading, because even at 5%, 5% of 10,000, is 500 people. Well, what if there's 30 vendors there with you? Right, Jason? I mean, if there's 30 vendors, can you get 5%?
If there's 30 vendors, I'd go home after I smacked around the promoter.
Yeah, exactly. We had a vendor that called in one night that, in fact, I did a blog article about him, that had a event, and he got there, and the actual promoter set up a booth selling drinks and told him he could have after he had bought tons of drinks and bought them and got ice for them and did all that work. So you have to question these promoters.
So that's the kind of stuff they're famous for. Last minute changes, Ben, you can't sell this. And then you find out he's setting up right at the front gate selling all water and soda. You're not allowed to. Oh, God, it drives me nuts.
Now, one of the things that you can do to control some of it is pricing. Obviously, at a lot of events, now pricing has two parts, because if the event organizer or the event planner has created a way for them to capitalize off your concessions, then they may be getting 20%. Well, now you've got to reflect that in your pricing. And that's why you go to a lot of events and a hot dog or a corn dog is $4.50. And you go, what? A corn dog $4.50? I can get them at the Jiffy store for 2 for 99 cents. Well, yeah, you can, but you ain't at the Jiffy store. And so my point is if you know that they're kind of captive, they're a captive audience, you have all these people, let's say 5,000 people in this area, they're not going to go find their car, get in their car, and drive somewhere. There's not a Denny's or a McDonald's directly across the street where they just get their hand stamped and walk over there and eat and come back. There's none of that. Assuming that the people are there, and I would say like an arts festival, a gun show, those types of things, where there's not anything in immediate proximity, and those people are going to come out and want something immediately. They're going to want, you know, something from the hot dog guy or the guy serving pizza. Well, that's when you'll have to go off of experience, and sometimes that means the experience of others that have been there. And it's possible to get a hold of the event organizer or the promoter and go, could you give me somebody that comes to a lot of these that I could ask some basic questions? And some of them will share it with you because you're not in direct competition. Let's say the guy that runs the mini donut concession, you're not in direct competition to him, and he may go, you know what, I do pretty good. You know, there's two other donut guys or there's two other snack guys, snow cone and such, and I do pretty good just the way it is. And so I would expect this many people, and he's able to give you some of those answers. But let me tell my rule of thumb, and it works. It works, works, works. It's not perfect, but it works. Is one, once you know that you're going to work the event, you've worked out a whatever arrangement with the promoter or the event organizer, then I would plan to do whatever it takes to make a good day. Let's say even if you underestimate it, I'd rather you walk away and go, golly, we sold out at 12:30. We could have made a killing if I'd have brought more. That darn Ben, I'm going to shoot him because he told me to just bring kind of a minimal. Well, the reason I'm telling you kind of minimum is when you're getting your feet wet with events, you can get burned and burned fast because there's so much information to this. There's so much that you can face and lose if you don't have it right, if you don't have a way let me give you an example. Let's say you plan on, you know, you're the one of three people that's going to be at an event with 30,000 people, and you go, okay, I'm going to at least do 5,000 of those people. That's not even a third. So you go, okay, they're all going to eat with one of us three. I think that I'm going to at least get 20% of that. So that's 6,000 people. And you go, okay, I'm going to plan for 6,000 people. Do you know how many 6,000 hot dogs? That's roughly 12,000 or at least 9,000 hot dogs because many people buy two. And then you've got that many chips, that many drinks, that many cups, that many. I mean, you'll end up with a small boatload of stuff. Well, a lot of people that do these bigger events, they will have the Cisco truck there or the U.S. Food Service truck there. And they're going to be there anyway for some of the other vendors, and you go ahead and pre-buy the stuff and or pre-commit to it, and then they let you back out of it. Basically, they go, how many do you expect? I expect to do 6,000. Well, we only did 4,000. Okay, we'll take the 1,000 back. They don't care because it's still in their truck. You haven't taken delivery of it, and they do that to help you out. Well, a lot of places do that. The problem comes in is when you do an event where there isn't going to be a Cisco truck. You go to this event, there's not a Cisco truck, and you go, you've planned for 6,000 hot dogs or 6,000 customers, and you do 2,000. What are you going to do with all those hot dogs? What are you going to do with the buns? I mean, you can find freezer storage somewhere and probably freeze the hot dogs and stuff like that, but the buns, the condiments, I mean, you could literally go bankrupt in one event. And I'm not trying to scare you away from events, but I would definitely, definitely get your feet wet first. Jason, what would you advise somebody that is going to do events, wants to do events, and period's going to do them? What would you advise?
Thank you, Dan. that's just my opinion, but selling out is not a bad thing. That 5% rule, I'd cut it in half and then probably cut that in half again. It's more reasonable. And again, something you've talked about is, you know, figure out what you need to make and work your way into numbers that way. And selling out is not a bad thing. You know, I had more drinks maybe than food, you know, because you know, we still sell drinks or lemonade or things like that. But, you know, like you're talking about, man, you get into something like this, especially when these promoters tell you numbers. I mean, oh my God.
Yeah, they're lying. You know, yeah, they're flat.
They're horrible. I mean, this is why I just flat out refuse to deal with them. I'd rather just go work something else and deal with them and just hear nothing but guys getting screwed. And the ones that aren't getting screwed are the promoters' buddies and the promoters, you know.
Well, you know what? I mentioned in the my course, Hot Dog Saved My Life course, I mentioned that if you were going to an event and you wanted to get an idea, let's say you thought, I'm going to do 1,000, okay, customers. That's 1,000 Cokes at 28 cent roughly. Let's call it 28 cent to be safe because you might not get them on sale and you might have to pay that. That's $280. Then take 1,000 hot dogs. That's roughly at my cost currently about $480, okay? And then 800, let's see, that's almost $800 right there. And you still don't have buns, chips, condiments, propane, ice, your extra coolers, any help. Are you going to need help? How are you going to do it without help? I have a great article on doing events. If you go to the blog, learnhotdogs.com, and type in the search box, it's over in the right-hand column. Type in events, and you will see like three articles pull up. One of them is a long article that a gentleman shared with us in from, well, he was from up north, and then he moved. And he is, he still does events, but he wrote a great plan for doing events, and he even gave a picture. His name is Thunderdogs, and he did a picture of how he set up his cart at this event with 250,000 people, and he shows you how much he went through and how he planned ahead for it and how he estimated everything and what he did. Could he have sold more? Probably, had he taken more, but he still had a jam up night. I think they ended up with, I think it was 7,000 or 8,000 or 9,000. It's in that article. And he, you know, sent in pictures and stuff as well. So you have the information there, but there's so much risk in doing events. I would rather see someone new start out with small events and work your way up till so that when you need to go to a big event, you've got $6,000 sitting in the bank that isn't going to kill you if you don't get it back immediately. But you already have deep freezer set up in case you have to buy too much. Or in case the, let's say you do that and it rains out. You think the event planner's going to go, oh, yeah, that sucks. That, it rained out. Well, good luck to you. And some of these events, Jason, charge money. They charge money. There's an event every year in Tennessee. It's guaranteed you will make thousands of dollars every time you do it. Thousands of dollars. It's $2,000. $2,000 to go into it. And there's no electricity, there's no nothing, you're in a field. And so you can bring generators. But $2,000 to set up. Well, there's overhead without even getting, I mean, you haven't got the horses out of the stall and you've already spent $2,000. it's risky. And that's why if it rains, he's not going to give you your money back. That event planner's not going to go, I'm sorry, it rained, here's your check back. They don't care. They make a lot of money from food suppliers, and they all charge them a fee and do different stuff. So always verify everything they tell you. Get everything you want in writing. I don't care how nice and how sweet they are, and I know them. That's Bob's little brother, and I've known him for years, and he wouldn't, you know, he's shooting me straight. Bull crap. Most of them, most all of them, they are like health inspectors in North Carolina. The most of them are liars. And so you can tell I'm fond of the health inspectors in North Carolina. I just had a bout with one. It was a customer was building a cart, not my course. He was building a cart, and he called me. He needed help and stuff, and he goes, I've got all this done, and, you know, I've been following him, you know, over the last couple of months, and this inspector is telling him that he can because he built it himself, he's going to have to take it to NSF and get a sticker, you know, get certified. And I said, oh, crap. Well, anyway, that's resolved. But there's so much of that that goes on. So always, basically, if their lips are moving, they're lying. And I hate to be that way. I'm not a negative person. I'm an optimistic person. So I just want you to watch out. I'm looking, y'all. I didn't go anywhere. I'm looking at my notes to see if I can help. Somebody emailed, well, they actually didn't email. They used the feedback line, but it was garbled. Sometimes that thing just garbles it up. And it was garbled, and so I tried to clean it up, and I couldn't get rid of the background noise, and so I didn't even worry about playing it. But here was the gist of it. They had asked golly, can you believe my mind lost that quick? I mean, just instantly, like, bam, it's gone. And it's something I didn't have in my notes. I was reading ahead in the notes, and it reminded me of that call because I had said, you know, that call is crap. I can't play it. I'll just tell y'all. You know, it was a question.
Well, it's a good thing about senility. You can forget about it. You meet new people every day. Don't worry about it.
Something you can do at events that I didn't learn this on my own. I learned this from a friend of mine that does all those big events, and he will donate to charities. And sometimes the charities have people that they will send him for volunteers to help run. And so he may go, you know what, I'm going to give 10% to charity. He'll tell the event organizer, listen, you know, this is, we do this for the charity. You know, it's partly for the charity. And the event organizer will give him a discount, and then usually. And so then he's paying less to do it. And then he's also giving back to the community, and he gets free labor. And so I think that's a brilliant way to do it if you need it. If you don't have the people to help you, that may be a way for you to find help. I think that I'm not going to remember that. I'll remember it after we hang up tonight. Oh.
Or after the show closes.
I just remembered. And you'll love it. Somebody emailed and said, is it really that important? And caller, I know you're holding, and I tell you, I'm gonna save this question, and then we'll come back and answer it after we talk to you. And that way you don't have to hold any longer. I apologize, and thank you for hanging in there. The question was, what? Watch this, Jason. Watch me forget one. The question was, is it really that important to take credit cards? I'm a new vendor. I don't think it'll matter. So basically, they'd already made up their mind and emailed me anyway. That's my sarcasm coming out. Just ignore that, folks. My thing is, you know, and like I told this person, I emailed them back. I don't do, I didn't do credit cards forever. I do now, and mostly because of the invention of Square And now with SalesView, you can get software and all that stuff with it, and you can get tracking, and you can get all these benefits. I think Jason sent me this past week, a copy of what it looks like, the receipt that it gives the customer.
Yeah.
And that is just sexy that it does all this stuff, and it's better. It's better and less expensive. And if you've wanted software, I know there's software out there, there's Quicken, QuickBooks, there's private software companies, there's all that stuff. This is free software. And it is
It's a whole POS system.
Yeah.
You know, whole back of the house, reports, inventory. I mean, that's what I use as my cash register.
Okay.
Whether it's cash or cards, I run it through SalesView.
Let's answer this call, and then we'll come back to SalesView and taking cards on a cart. Caller, area code 646, you are live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Please tell me you got some good news. Make us happy. Sing us a song or something.
How are you, Ben and Jason? This is Tim from New York City from Printing Tees and Hot Dog Printers.
Hey.
How you doing?
Doing good, Tim.
What's
How are
up, Ben?
I'm doing pretty good. I just thought I'd give a call in and let the NFVA members know that we are going to be doing some specials. We're working with Jason to get set up on the NFVA website, but I just wanted to blurb out a couple of specials that we're doing. I know you mentioned last week that we're doing some free stuff and free shipping on some things and things of that sort. So what we did was work out something where we're trying to beat any possible options that a mobile food vendor has out there for printing, not only in quality, but as far as pricing and in shipping and such like that, just to save the vendors money. And Ben, I already told you this, and Jason, I mentioned this to you. The reason why I'm doing it is a thank you to you guys, not only you guys, but also the other vendors who have helped me out and answered questions through my emails or me visiting with someone like Brian and answer some of my questions. And he doesn't have to do that. He didn't have to take part of his day and answer my questions, but he was very hospitable and helped me out. And the way I can show my appreciation to you guys is in my expertise is printing. So you guys use printing, you guys use promotional items and stuff of that sort. So if I could save you guys money and give it to you at cost to say, you know what, hey, thanks, then to me it's worth it. So that's why I'm calling in, just to blurb out some specials for the vendors, and this is only for MF, the Mobile Food Vendors Association members. So if you're not a member, please visit mymfva.org. Sign up. I'm sure that the fee that you pay to sign up, between insurance and discounts from other vendors like Ben and other manufacturers, etc., they already pay you back for your membership fee. But then when you get into the printing aspect of it, you'll also get these prices that I'm going to say, and then if you compare them out there, you'll know that you're going to make your money back very quickly. So definitely go to that website, mymfva.org, and sign up as a member so you can take advantage of some of these prices that I'm about to blurb out. So is it okay to do that?
Absolutely. I say that you ought to blurb away.
Okay. So I'm going to start off with some simple stuff like business cards. Everyone uses business cards, and unlike the Vista prints and the other printers out there that do the full-color cards and charge you shipping and such like that, we're doing that. We're not putting our name on the cards like Vista prints puts on the back. These are totally custom cards. You can send us artwork, or we could do artwork for you. 1,000 business cards, $29.95, shipped to you, no matter where you are in the country. That is the U.S., by the way. Free shipping is always restricted to the U.S. I'm sorry, did you say something, Ben?
Yeah, how many cards was that?
That was 1,000 cards for $29.95.
That is a steal.
But it even gets better.
Okay.
2,500 cards, so that's more than double, for $49.95 with free shipping. It even gets better if you like to give away business cards. 5,000 for $69.95 and 10,000 for $119.95. That's with free shipping. I'm sorry, Ben, did you say something?
Yeah, the 10,000 cards, I can't imagine needing 10,000 cards, but that is a screaming good deal. When I had the furniture stores, I used to buy cards in the 50 and 60,000 at a time because you had salespeople on the floor, and so I bought lots of cards, and I was nowhere near that.
Yeah, You could give them away, just with us, we put a card in when we do T-shirts, and if a customer requests packaging, you know, the plastic bag and folding, we'll put a card with every T-shirt. So we go through literally maybe 100, 150,000 cards a year just on that aspect of it. So if you have 10,000 cards for the price of $119, that's really cheap. It's a lot of marketing for you. So every customer that comes up, especially if there's someone new, here, take some cards back to the office, and that's just getting you some more marketing. Or make the card work double for you, and on one side put your business card, and like Old Doggy does, is he puts the customer loyalty on the backside, so you stamp out the loyalty. So you can do that as well. But speaking of loyalty cards, we are giving away free customer loyalty cards with orders. So depending on your size of your order, we're actually giving you free full-color, two-sided, printed loyalty cards that you could give out to your customers. All you need to do is buy a stamp and stamp away, and whether it's 10 or 12, we'll have a bunch of different options for you to choose from. But if the guy buys 10 hot dogs, would you not give him one for free? So, yeah, sure. You buy 10 and your 11th is free, or buy 11 and 12th is free, like that.
Yeah.
So we're going to give those away for free. We will have some specials on postcards, menu postcards, which are like a 4.5 by 9 postcard that's a heavy, thick stock with UV gloss or matte finish, if you like matte finish, so that you can write a little something on there. We'll have specials on those as well. We're also going to do large format printing specials. Right now I'm working with Jason to do a table cover so that we can do in full color. And we're not like the typical table cover where just your front of the table is covered. We could actually cover the whole table. So if you have a look or theme like Jason has on his awning, the racing flag, we can put that over the whole table cover, including the top and sides, and then put his logos on the sides of it. We could put something on the front. We could put something on the back. So we have that option for full color. We could also do just simple 1 and 2 color. It's kind of, I guess, a price. If you're on a budget and you need a better pricing or lower pricing, you can do 1 or 2 color. So that kind of works out for you there. Banners from $149 a square foot. I don't care where you go online. You can search all you want. You're not going to find it for $149 a square foot. We do posters, Coroplast signs, all that stuff. If some of you guys have those A-frames, I know Jason happens to have one where you type up your specials or you handwrite your specials on these little boards. We can do those in full color and do them two-sided so you can flip them. So one side you could have your lunch special maybe, and then after lunch is done, or if you're going to do a bar thing or something like that, you just flip it to the other side where now your pricing may be a little bit more because you're the only game in town. Right next to the bar, you can make a little bit more money. So instead of doing that lunch special for $5 or $6, now you're doing it for $7. And it's just a matter of flipping the sign, and it doesn't cost any extra to do that. What else are we going to be doing? T-shirts, 24 T-shirts, $4.65 per shirt. That includes the T-shirt, includes printing, includes simple design, and includes free screen and setup.
Hey, Tim, I put you on hold for just a second because I want to
figure out. Okay.
Right, and I'm being legitimate. You stated $4.65. Are you talking about
for a one color shirt?
Holy cow! I can't go buy plain shirts for $4.65. Like shirt Goodwill. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said, are you using shirts from Goodwill or what? How are you?
Oh, no. We use all first quality shirts. In fact, Jason got some shirts. Jason, am I still on the air or no?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm on the air, and I could say that. But Jason did order some shirts from us, and we shipped them Friday. I believe he got them Saturday, the very next day, which was amazing.
Wasn't even 24 hours.
And Jason, how was the shirts? What was the quality of the shirts?
A lot of good quality shirts. Printing was nice and thick. I mean. I'm already getting people bugging for more, and Tim's going to be doing Love Hot Dog Company shirts.
They don't have extra armholes or anything in them, like
no
funny
holes,
the one,
no
the
strays.
You.
nothing
the one
stray.
I
nothing.
You have one armhole down by the belly button, one up on the back of the shoulder blade. No.
We charge extra for those holes there.
That was a special
I
had to make for you.
Everything we do, Ben, is always first quality, and I'm very I'm anal when it comes to quality and print production.
Well, so
if I don't like it, it's not shipping. That's it.
So if
Ben, he held up and ordered new stuff because two of my shirts came in with stained sweatshirts. And he says, look, even if I have to ship them separate, I'm not shipping these out and not printing them because they got stains. So.
I love it.
You know, that's some integrity, man.
I know that I'm supposed to get with you, Tim, and get you on the blog after Jason gets the package stuff for MFVA. Once the MFVA stuff's done, then I'll put you up on the blog and stuff. But obviously, we don't want to advertise. I know we're doing, you know, Hot Dog Vendor Radio, but we don't want to advertise your company on here right in this second, just because we want to make sure that it's the members, I guess, that are getting the deals right?
It is the members that are getting the deals. We're actually building a website that's going to be called hotdogprinters.com. Right now, if you went to that site, you'll actually see a little blurb about becoming a food a member so that you get big discounts. And what that site will actually have a higher price than what I just blurbed out to you guys. So maybe T-shirts are $6.95, but because you're a member, you're getting 35-40% off or something like that. So we're going
to
have regular retail prices
up there.
They're
going to have to provide their MFVA number to them, basically.
I'm sorry?
They're going to have to provide, man, they're going to have to give them the MFVA number.
Oh, I see.
We could do that or and I'm not sure how this is set up on the website yet, on the MFVA website, because I'm not tagged into there yet. But once I think we can put a code where I can assign you guys a code that any member can see, because I know that page is hidden from non-members. So you got to be a member, and you'll be able to see the code. And then when you get to my site, you just type in that code while you're shopping. Or when you first come onto the website, you just sign in, and then the discounts will automatically apply for you.
Well, I'm still overwhelmed with the less than $5 shirts printed. And then I'm also I'm excited about getting feather flags. We talked last week, I think, on the show about
the
feather flags, like the ones you get, the only options out there. The
right.
One looks horrid. I mean, it makes you think of a 1970s carnival, and it doesn't look enticing. Somebody, it looks like they miscued it when they printed it. So, and they're all
the- yeah. We could do actually some of those flags. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jason.
Well, I was just going to tell Ben, I also got on, I had dinner with Jim Silverman the other night here at the house, and I got on him about this latest load of cheap umbrellas. You know, these things aren't lasting, and he's going to be dealing with Tim and getting some flags so we can test them. So I showed him a picture from a car show, and I had a Vienna umbrella up at the roof line, and then I had one of my flags up. And from like five rows over, man, you can see a flag came to the umbrella. And a flag goes up 16 feet up on the top of my trailer.
Oh, man.
Now, we are working on a deal where we can order some custom flags, and maybe what we'll do, we may turn this, with your permission, obviously, there, Ben and Jason, maybe turn this into a contest on the show where come up with some show ideas or some design ideas. And then we'll put them together, maybe create, let's say, 10 or 12 ideas, throw them up on the blog, and have people vote for them. And whoever gave us those original ideas for the flag, they'll get a free flag.
Wow. That's fantastic, Tim. I can't wait to see all that come together. I know that it's been delayed, but I will I'll look forward to seeing that, and then we'll announce it on the show, and I'll put it on the blog. We try to put any of the sponsors, the MFVA sponsors, on the blog. And
right.
Then have you back on the radio show going through the details of it with the blog. But that's fantastic, Tim. I'm glad you called in.
Well, it's just my way to thank you guys, and I really appreciate it. With that aside now, with my vendor thing aside, if I could just say a couple of things about the discussion we just had about, or that you guys just had about doing events. I'm a board member of Alzheimer's and the Autism Foundation here on Staten Island, and they have a lot of small events which are great for hot dog vendors. So those hot dog vendors who are new and want to get into events, go to your local charities and see if they're doing Chinese auctions or possibility nights or things of that sort, where it's a small group of people, a couple of hundred. That's a great way to start. And you give the charity back whatever it is, 5 or 10%. They will offer to help, because we do that a lot. We'll get volunteers to help out a lot. And it's a way to get your feet wet in those type of events, and it doesn't cost you anything. So you can go and do a bunch of them and make some money with it.
Brilliant idea. I've never heard of that one, see. So, again, Hot Dog Vendor Radio delivers. Thanks to Tim for bringing that tip. I mean, I love it. I love the fact that you can do these shows, and, you know, I talk to hot dog vendors every day, and I learn new stuff all the time. And it's just incredible. The amount of information.
And we didn't even start slinging yet. We didn't start slinging. But I am working on that. So if everyone wonders how you guys are helping me, because I am going to become a vendor shortly here.
That's exciting. Oh. Well,
Glad you get back to your show.
Thank you again for calling in. Thank you for your patience. I know I left you on hold a while. I didn't.
That's quite all right.
I just knew that we had a caller. It doesn't tell me anything. So I appreciate it, and we'll look forward to seeing those announcements all over on the Mobile Food Vendor Association site.
Yep. All right. Take care, Ben. Jason, speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Have a good one, Ben.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We are back, and we'll be right back.
Want to save even more money? Build your own professional hot dog cart. Save over $1,000 at buildacart.com.
Buildacart.com.
If you want to roll with the big dog, you need a cart that you can rely on. There's no better way to know your equipment than to build it yourself.
Buildacart.com.
You want to rock your world? Build this cart.
Build it and they will come.
Buildacart.com. Have you ever wondered why the guy selling hot dogs always seems so happy?
Hello, Mrs. Smith. Hello, Mr. Johnson. Can I interest either of you in a hot dog? Do you want to find out why? LearnHotDogs.com. Get free video training, earn points, and get free stuff. Read Ben's hot dog blog and more. The premier source for hot dog vending information. Go to LearnHotDogs.com.
Well, welcome back, folks. You're listening to Hot Dog Vendor Radio. I thank you for joining with us. We have about 17 minutes left. We have had a fantastic program tonight, jam-packed. I thank you for all that support us and call in and join in on the chat room and help each other out for stuff like what Tim just mentioned, where he went and visited Brian. Brian helped him out, gave him, you know, some rules of the road. And that is fantastic, and that's what it's about, this brother and sisterhood of vendors. And not just hot dog vendors, just vendors in general. So that's just fantastic that people are doing that. I want to find out who the winner is of any of this. Does anyone
from tonight?
Yeah.
The first picture was by Dazzling Franks.
Dazzling Franks won the dog.
That was the first picture on Facebook.
Okay. Dazzling Franks, all you have to do is email Ben at learnhotdogs.com. And please do it this way. Put your, even though I have your email address, I send this over to someone that does this for me. So put your name, address, phone number, and then right below it, all in a row, put your email. And that way, when it goes into the system, it actually email you a tracking number. And congratulations.
And then should we have Corey do the same thing for the chip clips from last week, because he just signed on?
Yeah, Corey would need to do the same thing. So Corey, if you're listening, just send me an email. I know I have that, your information. It just helps me because I promise you I get over 100 emails a day, and it just saves me a little bit of time, so I'd appreciate it if you could do that for me. The other thing, I'm looking to see if there's Twitter followers, and we didn't.
Yeah, I can't help you with that one.
No, yeah, I we didn't make it to 5.
No.
Well, some people are already following. Some people aren't on Twitter. Twitter helps me because I'm able to link quicker to the blog, and automatically it posts over at Facebook for me, so I don't have to log into Facebook or anything. So on my phone, I can grab an article somebody sends me, put a short code for it into the Twitter app, and instantly it's at both places. And so that's kind of why I was encouraging people to sign up for the Twitter, because it helps us all out. You know what? Let's see.
What was the name on Twitter again?
Twitter is Ben's Carts.
Ben's Carts. So it's the at sign, Ben's Carts.
Ben's Carts. If
all
you're
one word, all speak together.
Yeah. And we'll do it again. Maybe next week what we'll do is do the same thing. Something I will tell you, though, if you're vending or plan on starting vending and you want to start marketing now, get a Twitter account. Because once you have followers, they can get tweets, they're called, updates from you. So if you want to see just an awesome marketer in Twitter, check out Hot Dog Mike. He was on the show. You can go to the blog and just search Hot Dog Mike and pull up. He's the one that set the world record in most expensive hot dog ever sold, $1,501, and he gave it to charity. He sold 4 of them. But one of them was to Ben's Carts, coincidentally. And I wanted to, if you go over there, he markets all day long. He goes, folks, I'm here today, and this is the special. And tomorrow I'm going to be here, and he tweets this out. So it's kind of like text messaging, but quicker. And everybody gets it, and other people can share your tweet. So let's say I tweet, and Jason's listening. Okay, here, I'll give you a better example. Jason's going to have a special on some ostrich sausage this weekend. So he tweets Saturday morning, and he goes, I've got ostrich sausage baked in bourbon sauce and something other on top of it and a bunch of fancy other names. And on these exotic breads from Germany, I had them flown in this morning, and he puts that on Twitter. And I'm one of the followers of Jason. I would get a notification right on my phone or on my internet or my email, and it would say, hey, you know, you have, you know, a new tweet from Jason and or Love Hot Dog Company. And I would pull it up and read it, and I'd go, oh, my gosh, my dad loves ostrich. I'm going to tweet this to him. And so I reply to it, or I just tweet it to my dad or retweet it, they call it. Or if you're my wife, you call it retwittering it, tweetering it. And I still give her heck. And so she calls a wasp a wasper. And in Tennessee, most of the, you know, homegrown folks here, they don't call wasps wasps. You know, they go get wasper spray. Or watch out, there's a wasper nest over there and they'll get you. And so I give her a hard time. You know, I say bird spur and cat spur, dog spur, tell the dog spur to get inside. I add a spur to it. So
well, I did this morning with Twitter, and I have people that are testing the chicken buffalo and a different sausage. I put it out on Twitter this morning on Facebook, and somebody was there right at the crack of 10 because he saw it on Twitter. Had other people show up later, but they missed out on it. But you'd be shocked how many people follow it. So it's a great tool. If you're not using it, you need to get an account.
I want to read. Do we have enough time? We've got about 10 minutes. Let me do this real quick. This should give you all a taste of the emails I get every day. And I don't mind them. But, you know, a lot of this information is already covered. And what I'll do for this one, because this one has come in at some point today, and I haven't answered it yet. But it says, "Hi, Ben. I'm retired, and I've always wanted to make money without some boss on my," and then he uses an explicative, "I live in the New Hampshire and Vermont border, but the towns are very small. There's only one plant there, but the stores there sell hot dogs and stuff already. I live in a town with only 700 people. I know about a person that tried this year or so ago and never made it. Can you help me? Do you know of anybody in these areas? Piermont, New Hampshire?" And
I don't know if that's up by Dave O'Donnell.
"And Bradford, Vermont is where he is." And he says, "This way they may know if it's even worth doing," basically. "There's four seasons here, spring, summer, fall, and winter. So let me know." I'm going to answer this real quick. Even if you couldn't find a vendor to tell you if it's going to work, 700 people will work. I know it will. I know a lady in Arizona that's in a little dinky town, and she makes it work. She's not open all the time, every day, because she wouldn't have enough following. But what she does is opens 2 to 3 days a week, weather permitting, and she makes a full-time income working those 2 or 3 days a week. And people have gotten used to her in her little town. Plus, she gets, the stragglers that come through the little highway through the – she's in a part of Arizona. I've actually been through there. That is along all those crevices near the desert mountain border, but south of Flagstaff. You're not all the way in the mountains yet. You're kind of I'm trying to think of the town, and I can't think of it off the top of my head, which should surprise everybody with my keen memory. But that's basically the answer. Yes, you can. Does it mean you will? Absolutely not. What it means is you're going to have to build a following. It means you're going to have to be in a good location. My guess is there's probably more than one gas station there and more than one convenience store there or more than one laundromat there, which means you can make it, period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts in my book. You can make it. So I'd say yes. Wouldn't you, Jason?
I would. You might have to go out and drum up some business and think of some outside-the-box things. But, factories, you could almost, if you don't get it roadside, you can always go, almost like a food truck, a road coach, and hit different spots throughout the day, do a breakfast run and a lunch run.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's so many opportunities in this business that you can make it about anywhere you want. I do want to you know what? This is so cool. We've got 7 minutes left. Corey just messaged me and said, "Hey, Ben, give my chip clips to someone else. I just got a set from you a few weeks ago." What
cool.
A flipping fantastic guy. Here's the deal. The second picture tonight on, I don't know who posted the second one, they get the chip clips, compliments of Corey. Same rules apply. Email me your name, address, phone number, and then your email on an email.
Well, we're going to ask Brian who that was. He must be sleeping or something. I figured you have that posted already.
Yes.
Oh, wait. I know, that was Tim.
Corey, thank you for that generous offer. That is nice that you would do that. Golly, I love hot dog vendors.
Brian must be sleeping.
Mark Robion Robinson. Mark Robinson was second.
That was the second one.
Mark.
Okay.
Robinson wins a set of chip clips, including shipping. All you've got to do is email me, like I said earlier. We are almost out of time. Next week will be an hour-long show, so have your questions ready. It will be a much more fast-paced show. I will try to cut out about 600 of the times that I say and try to be prepared so that we can go through the information and get the same information out in a shorter period. And this will draw more people in because, you know, there's a limit to how much you want to listen to a radio show. And then we're going to be announcing over at the blog this new webinar deal. So stay tuned for that. And I thank everyone for listening tonight. Thanks to the callers and thanks to Jason. I'd like to I guess I'm going to send Rob a box of Waspers in the mail and see if I can wake him up. I miss him.
Brian Shore says we're going to turn this into a drinking game every time Ben says, we drink. Oh man.
The show would only have to be about 13 minutes long and everybody would be packed.
You'd be wrecked.
Yeah, you'd be wrecked. I take a class or something to stop. I don't know how to stop. I don't even recognize it until I'm editing something later and I go, oh my goodness, I said 19 times just in that welcome. So I'm very conscious of it after the fact. So I apologize, and I thank everybody for putting up with it. I want to thank also Tim for calling in and for the fantastic deals and discounts. The Mobile Food Vendor Association, thanks to Jason and Rob and Deb and all those people that have put in those hours and hours and getting all these sponsors, really has viable, I mean, just unbelievable deals that we can all take advantage of. And actually, really, truly save money. And so I want to thank all those partners and sponsors because it helps me out as well. I said the there instead of Did you have anything you want to add? We've got about 3 minutes left.
No, I'm good. My brain's fried.
Oh, well, everybody, thank you for listening. Please remember to support the blog. And I noticed the comments have slacked way off since I quit the points deal because the points was ticking off people because some people couldn't get it to work for them. But I would appreciate any of you that can take the time even just once a week and go over there and just browse through them, answer any questions that you see pop up, or comment on any of the articles. Some of that is because it encourages me to keep doing it. It's one of those things I want to do, but I want to know that people are getting something out of it. And so I thank all those that already do support it and already do post and comment and share it. But we'll see y'all next week. And with that, how many times did I say in just that 1 minute, like six or nine or something? Now that I've called your attention to it, it's going to even make it worse.
I'm going to get a counter.
Y'all have a wonderful evening. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week at same time, 8:30, here at Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Hot Dog Vendor Radio is brought to you by the Mobile Food Vendors Association and BensCarts.com. Also by the letter H and the number 4. Tune in next week for more very best vendor information money can buy on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.